I guess I murder on
mic cords. So they bought me a brand new mic, the adapter piece and stuff, and I'm trying not to injure it. Okay. If you could open your Bibles tonight to Ephesians. We're continuing our series on what people who want to be blessed know. Okay, what people who want to be blessed know. And we started with that they should know the joyful sound. It was time looking for that. And I want you to know part of that, the joyful sound. I don't know about you, but I'm listening for the sound of the trumpet, the voice of the archangel, and the shout of God. And I want you to know, contrary to some other people, we haven't missed the rapture. Okay. People set a date for it, and every time you set a date, God says, I don't think so. Okay. So they know the joyful sound. They know how to walk. They need to walk in the light of God's countenance. It tells us in Psalm 89:15. So with that, they need to walk in newness of life, to walk after the Spirit, God's leading, walk honestly. Walk by faith and not by sight. Walk in the Spirit, not just after the Spirit. Walk worthy. And last week we did walk in love. And tonight we are going to look at walk as children of light. Walk as children of light. So if you turn to Ephesians chapter 5, starting at verse 1, it says, be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also hath loved us and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. But fornication in all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becometh saints. Okay, because you're either a saint or you ain't. Okay, and some things are becoming for saints. In other words, that is attractive. So that named among you as becometh saints, neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. For this ye know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. And let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be not ye therefore partakers with them. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. As we look at this, you see in verses 3 through 7, it talks about the way of the world. You look at that list, okay? Fornication, uncleanness, covetousness, filthiness, foolish talking or jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. No whoremonger, unclean person, covetous man, who is an idolater. So the covetousness has gotten to the place that you make an idol out of that which you don't have. You want it so badly, okay? And it said, let no man deceive you with this, okay? So we're told in verses 3 through 7, don't be partakers with these people and of those actions. It should not be the same for you now, if you're saved, as it was as you were in the world. In verse 8 through 13, it talks about us being children of light. In verse 8, for ye are sometimes darkness, ye were sometimes darkness, but now ye light in the Lord, walk as children of light. Makes me think of where it says, in such were some of you, but now ye are. See the difference? You see that in Ephesians. You turn around with this. And earlier in the book, and it tells you you're different, okay? We're children of light. We're to walk as that. We are light in the world. So let your light shine before men that they may see your good works
and do what? Glorify God, your Father. See, that's the way that's supposed to be. To walk in light. Okay? That's in the light of the in the Lord. Walk that way. Okay? I want you to turn to John 12. The Gospel of John, chapter 12. Just a couple verses. I want you to think about something here with us. If you're going to walk as children of light, there's something that should be true of you that is not true of so many other times. There's many religious people, they make claims, don't they? All religions make claims. That a new religion started that one of our missionaries has to deal with. Okay? You have religions all around the world, but you know what the difference is? They are working to try to please God so that they can be accepted. We are to work because we are accepted in those things that please Him. John chapter 12, verse 35, then said Jesus unto them, yet a little while is the light with you. Now who's the light? The whole world was lost in the darkness of sin, but the light of the world is Jesus. It says, walk while ye have light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walketh in darkness, knowing not whither he goeth. While ye have light, believe what? That ye may be children of the light. These things spake Jesus, and departed, and hid himself from them. Part of being children of light is to believe. Faith is a foundation stone. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. The first foundation of being a walking as a child in light. Now, there's saved people who aren't walking that way, right? It says they are light, and then we're commanded to walk as children of light. You can't do that without belief. You can't do it without faith. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the... You know what's going to fall apart with people whose Christianity is based on their feelings? It will fall away. Because the foundation must be, one, the Savior, and two, His Word. It's the only thing that will bring you through. Only thing that will bring you through. And take unto you the shield of, by which you can what? Quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Fiery darts are coming. Okay? Sometimes we go through things just because we're dumb. Sometimes we go through things just because we're selfish. Sometimes we go through things just because we didn't bother to think. But there's also times you're going to go through things because there is an adversary. And he doesn't have to go after the lost. They're already in condemnation. He'll come after the saved. Say, if Satan's coming after me, why should I do this? Because the choice is heaven for eternity or hell for eternity. There's no in between there. So we're told to walk that way, okay? It's based on belief. Turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. If we're going to walk as children of light, First Thessalonians chapter 5. But of the times and seasons, brethren, verse 1, ye have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that day should overtake you as a thief. Ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night, nor of darkness. Therefore, because we're not of darkness, we are children of the day, children of light. Therefore, let us not sleep as others, but let us watch and be sober. Sober has been mentioned in the qualifications for a bishop, qualifications for a deacon, qualifications for a deacon's wife. You're going to hear it again tomorrow, senior saints, because we're going to look at things that become sound doctrine, all right? Therefore, let us not sleep as others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith, see, belief, and of love, and as for a helmet, the hope of salvation. For God hath not appointed us unto wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. You can't get away from needing to believe. You know what the problem is? So many people don't spend enough time in their Bible, and they don't know how to study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth and what it's supposed to do in our hearts and lives. People can quote scripture, but they won't apply it personally. That's where the rubber meets the road. Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts will be established. You can read God's word all day, but if you will not take what it says and put yourself in it, it will not change you. We're to be children of the light. Okay. Back in that list in Ephesians, okay, go back there where we started as our opening text. In Ephesians chapter 5, I look at this thing, you know, right off the bat here when it says, you know, it talks about fornication and uncleanness and covetousness and filthiness and foolish talking and jesting. A whoremonger, unclean person, covetous man, idolatry. Okay. And it says these things come from the children of disobedience. And it compares the children of disobedience to those who walk in darkness. And then it says there, you were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Your light's going to shine one way or the other, but you're light in the Lord. God can use you as a good example or a bad example. But it's going to be seen. Walk as children of the light. For the fruit of the Spirit in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. I have no fellowship. Look at that list, okay? You know what darkness is? It's walking in the flesh. One of the big things that any of the addictions programs around the country, it's within our Redeeming Hope, it was in the prior one to that, they talk about the works of the flesh compared to the fruit of the Spirit. Okay, so light is tied to the Spirit. Do you know that the Holy Spirit is supposed to reveal to you the things of God? He only reveals that to you through God's Word. He will not reveal something that disagrees with what God says. So if you believe the Lord is leading you, and you just know and you feel in your heart that that's the leading of God, it better be based upon Scripture with Scripture with Scripture. Otherwise, it may not be the right light. Because His ministry in our lives is to reveal to us all truth, to guide and direct us. Turn to Galatians chapter 5. You see what we read there in Ephesians 5. Turn to Galatians 5. We've already looked at some of this. For this I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. See, if you're walking in the Spirit, you are walking in the light, as children of light. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these things are contrary one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. See, Christians can do that, can't they? They can get so caught up in the world's darkness. The world makes it about me. The Holy Spirit makes it about, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. But if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are these. Now see the same things, the fornication, the uncleanness, the lascivious. Are they all listed there in Ephesians? No. But you see the comparison? Envyings, murder, and drunkenness, revelings, and such like, which I tell you before, as I've told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit what? Kingdom of God. And what are we told that will happen in verse 5 in Ephesians 5? Hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God? No. You lose your inheritance. A lost person does not have an inheritance in Christ. A saved person does. But if you don't follow the Lord, if you don't walk as a child in light by faith, you don't gain that inheritance. There's going to be people in heaven who wish they had done more, wish they had witnessed more, wish they had quit complaining more, wish they had reached out more, wish they had lifted up their Savior more. You can't do that in heaven if you haven't done it here on earth. Your inheritance is tied to what you're willing to go through as you suffer for Jesus. How many of you in here can actually say we've really ever suffered for Jesus? Missionaries in foreign fields, what they deny themselves, in countries where they can't even, one, it says they can't even have a church, they have to meet in houses, and they still reach out. The gospel is being preached around the world. They don't have liberty in China. They don't have liberty in India. They don't have liberty in Pakistan. They don't have liberty in any of the Muslim countries to do what we can do freely, and many of us don't. TNT, you want to have a lot of light, you have an explosion, tracks the New Testament. As simple as that. How many times have you ever been at a place where you said, man, I wished I had a track on me right now? If you're going to make it about him, keep some in your car, and always when you go in the store, put one or two in your pocket. Have a New Testament. You never know. Maybe God's going to use you to lead some to the Lord by accident for you. Are you praying for divine appointments? See, you got the works of the flesh, and that's darkness. And then you have the fruit of the Spirit, which is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. So you see the fruit of the Spirit. When you can go back to Ephesians chapter 5, it tells us, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth. That's in parentheses in your King James Bible. It's a thought to help you understand what it means to walk as children of light. And then it says, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. You want to know how you can be acceptable unto the Lord? I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, which is what? Holy and acceptable unto God. And be not conformed unto this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you might prove what is what? That good and acceptable and perfect will of God. That's walking as the children of light, proving what is acceptable. What does that mean? Not conforming to this world. Not conforming to this world. Generally, if the world says one thing is the way it should be done, God's word's going to say no. The world says you can't love anybody else if you don't love yourself. God says, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy strength, and all thy mind. And the second commandment is like unto the first, thou shalt love thy neighbor. John the Baptist said, he must increase, I must. I struggle sometimes with that. I want you to know that. When I turn around and try to help somebody and they reject that, and I don't believe they have any understanding about what they're saying, you give them scripture and they get upset. And then I have to stop and think, am I offended because they rejected my knowledge of the Bible? Or were they rejecting the Savior? If it's about me, then I'm not walking in the light. Not to be conformed to this world. Romans 8:29 says, those are predestinated being conformed to the image of God's dear Son. We're supposed to look more like Jesus. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. What's the rest of it say? And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. See, we're not to be conformed to this world. Ephesians 5, again, you look at verses 11 and 12, and it says, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. Verse 12 says, for it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done in secret, but all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whosoever doth make manifest, is light. I know you're probably getting tired. I don't think I'll ever get tired of hearing something that Charlie Kirk did or said and the way he reached. He refused to accept the world's way. He refused to back down from his Christian stand. He refused to give in. Now, I don't have the same ability he does because he could debate and ask questions and still be nice to them. He'd sit there with his legs crossed and he'd sit. Now, he could cut them off at different times. I've watched video after video of it. I've always watched that thing with Turning Point because I pray so much for college campuses and for them to be saved. But when he dealt with people, he would deal with them with truth and with respect. Personally, he would deal with them as they were willing to do. That's why many of them end up coming to Christ through Turning Point. And I say that, was he a King James Bible believer? No. Boy, he was a Bible believer. He walked as a child of light. And he would reprove them. You see that? Have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. You don't have to accept it because they said it. You don't have to accept it because they say that's what's right. You're either going to please God or you're going to please mankind. Who are you supposed to please? God. See, because you know what happens? Turn to 2 Timothy chapter 4. We're almost done. 2 Timothy chapter 4. If we're going to walk as children of light, now this is The Apostle Paul, by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, this epistle was written to one of his preacher boys, one of someone that he brought to Christ. And he writes to them, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead, that's those who are alive and those who are dead, at his appearing in his kingdom. What are we supposed to do? Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all what? Long-suffering and doctrine. Why? For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust they shall heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto the fables. And he's saying they're going to be turned that way when they're listening to them. So what are we supposed to do to that? Reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all long-suffering. You can't be long-suffering when you're angry. Then other people are suffering you. Okay? But the preacher, the job of the preacher, and the job, I believe this is a job for, by extension to any believer, is to reprove, rebuke, exhort with long suffering. Because that brings light. Now, as we finish this, Psalm 119 and verse 105 says, Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. You will either put a light on it or you will let the shadows and the darkness determine what they're going to think and what they say. We are to walk as children of light. All God's people said, good night and God bless.